Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Comfort ye, my people. Dear friends, the candle of hope has been lit. It sheds its light on us. Likewise, the candle of peace this morning was solemnly kindled in our midst to bestow the small gift of its light. A creche graces the tabletop here at the foot of the pulpit, and another larger version of the holy assemblage is propped out on the lawn out front. An orange extension cord winds its way through the grass. It leads to a small floodlight that comes on at dusk to illuminate the donkey, the sheep, the mother, and the little baby. Arriving early for deacons' meeting last Thursday, I nearly ran over Owen and Bob Dunn, who were standing in the church driveway surveying the creche that they had just installed. We chatted briefly. I fancy I am not the only one to thank them for their work, for without that light, the baby and his parents would probably feel sadly neglected in these lengthening, cold December nights. The wreaths that now adorn the windows and the doors of the church give the air of the sanctuary an ever so slight taste of evergreen that fills every heart with the suspicion that life, in spite of all its sorrows, may be a mysterious and wondrous thing after all. The unchurched who wander by are likely to think that all these props and vestments that now adorn our church are evidence of Christmas. But they're not. Outside in the rest of America, where the little drummer boy can be heard piped over every grocery store PA system and the string lights dangle from the lampposts of every main street, our society has already made the leap to Christmas, fulfilling with every purchase here and wrapped present there the duty of Christmas. But here, in among the pews of the United Church of Jaffrey, we have not yet begun to celebrate Christmas. Here we are in the middle of the Advent season, the season of anticipation. The word Advent comes to us from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. And just as every woman who has ever given birth to a child knows that pregnancy is a very different thing indeed from giving birth, so too we in the church, who pay very close attention to the life of Jesus Christ, know that being attentive to Christ's coming is a very different thing than celebrating his arrival. During Advent, then, we don't say, "I can't wait." We say, "I can wait." Advent asks us to be patient. And it turns out there's a great deal to be learned from the moment of arrival, but Advent does not ask us to learn those lessons of arrival. Advent asks us to learn the lessons to be learned from the season of coming. The Hebrew prophets were experts at this kind of thinking. Indeed, the idea of coming is built into the word prophet. It is certainly built into the word prophecy. When we hear the word prophecy, we think of predictions. A prophecy is a kind of knowledge of the future. But the Hebrew prophets were not just fortune tellers. Their relationship with the idea of coming was not limited to outcomes. The Hebrew prophets, like Isaiah, who we heard from this morning, were as concerned with the season of coming as they were with the moment of arrival. Hear these words from the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. What does that mean? A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. How do I interpret such a strange verse? Let me talk about it in terms of time. This verse contains four moments in time. The first moment in time is the moment in history when Isaiah actually wrote the verse. Now, Isaiah lived 600 years before Christ. His era was a traumatic one. He lived to see the destruction of the first Jerusalem temple and the forced exile of the Jews to Babylon. These events, of course, influenced his prophetic vision. When Isaiah refers to the stump of Jesse, he is referring to Jesse, who was the father of King David. So, for the second moment in time, we move backwards to around 1,000 years before Christ, when Jesse was alive. When Isaiah speaks of the shoot that shall come out of the stump of Jesse, he is speaking of a future that is unknown. But many Christians consider this shoot to be a prophetic prediction of the birth of Jesus Christ. That is why this verse from Isaiah is read during Advent. Whether or not Isaiah was indeed gifted with divine foresight for the birth of Jesus, his description of the shoot of Jesse, the shoot that comes out of the stump of Jesse, it sounds a lot like Jesus. Here he is describing the shoot. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide the equity for the meek of the earth. So we have our third moment in time, the moment foretold, the birth of Jesus Christ, which, if you go along with the Christian interpretation, occurs 600 years after the prediction and 1,000 years after the death of the stump, which was, of course, Jesse. The fourth moment in time is now. We are reading this verse in 2016. So to read the words, a shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots, is to read a verse that spans 3,000 years of human history. That's one way to look at it. Another is to say that prophecy seems to kind of make time itself collapse into the now. The stump is death, but the shoot is life. From death comes life. From exile comes return. This now is the now of coming. It is the now that knows decay and death, but focuses on what is becoming, the growing branch. Prophecy works because the season of coming is not just a season that looks forward. It is also now. Try convincing a pregnant woman that her season of coming exists in any way other than urgently now. Describing pregnancy, the writer Diana Gabaldon says, "You feel as though your skin is very thin all over. You feel everything that touches you, even the rubbing of your clothes." Because the season of Advent is not just a time that we look forward to Christmas, it is also, when you really think about it, the final month of Mary's last trimester. I myself, of course, have never experienced pregnancy, but I have had the privilege of being in the company of two women during the last trimester of their pregnancy, and I understand it to be a time when the urgency of anticipation and the urgency of the now cannot really be distinguished from each other. This stitching together of coming and now is an idea that is at the core of Christian faith. When we think of the kingdom of heaven, we think of something that has not yet happened, but we also think of something that we make now, when we live as Christians who seek justice. Advent contains within it this wisdom of patience, this prophetic knowledge that coming does not mean soon, coming means now. And in this now, we light the Advent candle. In this now, we insist upon patience. We feel joy. We know peace. At dusk, the little floodlight out front goes on, and through the cold winter nights, we see images from the manger before us, reaching across thousands of years to comfort us. Comforty, my people, saith your God, saith